This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The agency is looking both at its standards for fine airborne particles and large or coarse particles that include dust. Farm groups have urged EPA to retain its current standards for dust, arguing that tighter restrictions would be unworkable and that dust really isn't a pollutant. They also want to see a distinction made between rural dust, soil particles, and urban dust, which is more likely to contain pollutants harmful to human health.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Tougher standards, the letter warned, would result in extremely burdensome dust control measures to bring regions into compliance and could slow economic development and impose significant costs to farmers and businesses.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Farm dust is different from the particles released by industry, and there is no effective and economical way for farmers to reduce dust levels. Tougher rules would unduly penalize agricultural areas, particularly those in more arid regions, where dust is a nearly constant presence.